was a boy, I used to hear disabled veterans talk about the battles of World War I and how they really fought. At that time, I never dreamed that someday I might be one of them. But when you fight a major war, the chance of not becoming one is slim. Then two more wars followed, Korea and South Vietnam. More disabled veterans, and both of those wars were wrong. Recently, Vietnam ceasefire papers were signed, but they're not very plain. And many of our boys were left behind. I pray that they didn't die in vain. I rejoice with the ones coming home. They'll smile and you'll never know that many will be disabled vets and in spirit very low. It's true that the disabled vet is the poorest, most unfortunate man alive. Yes, he was sent off to war, and it might have been better had he died, because he's looked upon with pity and talked about by some folks, and there's some that criticize him, and some think he's really a hoax. But he's sitting pretty, drawing all that money, they say. But they don't know the hurt he carries and that the money is from VA. They don't know the emotions caused by the war or the medals he won. Most people see the veteran from the outside and not the inside harm that was done. No, all the Purple Hearts and all his medals cannot compensate for the scarred, aching body, bent mind, and all the heartaches. It's hard to realize the buddies he had and many of them he saw die. Very seldom he'll talk about these things because he can't help but cry. They don't know the battles he fought up on the front line, but after all is said and done, the patriotic people are still kind. Yet the disabled veteran is poor in money and in spirit, and that's bad. His God and his country, his family and friends are the richest things the disabled veteran has.